Saying it. Yeah, really that day is not bad day. Actual bad day, when we cannot get opportunity to hear about the glories of Lord, and we not will get association of the devotee. Really that day is bad day for us. And for all the jivas also, that day is bad day. But moigha channeni dudra, it is not. We have got opportunity all day to discuss about Krishna consciousness, about the glories of Lord and Lord's devotee, and now also I have got association of you all the devotees, and it is very good day for me. But it will be more good if you question me something. If you have any question, then I happily can give some answer, and it is very easy to me. Actually, giving lecture in English language, very difficult.
Two questions.
But hardly I am giving that lecture, no doubt. Very hard for me, and question is no problem. That is very short way I can communicate with all the devotees. Everybody will hear that. Yes,
Marge, I one day I missed the Darshan, and I was told that you, someone had said something about hearing about, Radha Govinda Leela. And then you were telling that actually our line is to hear more about Mahaprabhu. Can you explain?
Yes. Mahaprabhu, Leela, there is our entrance to Radha Govinda Leela. Through Mahaprabhu Leela, then we will not be in awkward position. That means if we will follow through Mahaprabhu Leela to Radha Krishna Leela, then problem not will come to us. And you know this sloka, Nitaye Kuruna Hare, Vrije Radha Krishna. First, to surrender to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu will give shelter and give Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. He is the giver of Chaitanya. Then, when he will get Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, Nityananda Prabhu will give entrance to Chaitanya Leela and we will get the mercy of Mahaprabhu, and by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, we can enter very easily to Radha Krishna Leela. But first, some training necessary under guidance of Nityananda Prabhu. Then you not will miss your target. Otherwise, you will miss your target, and you will go to the whole of all the islands. And that is black hole, not the ordinary hole. If you go to South Asia, that is very much
disaster.
What is not meditation that we will get through South Asia? Rup Sanatan, there was too much renounced mentality and full of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and fully conscious and giver the pastimes of Radha Guru. And what position they shown their practicing life. He was very renounced, every under the tree, night, they are spending one night, not make any house or anything, and eating the what they are getting easily, not asking food actually, only going to the door, telling the name of Radharani, Kairadhi, Radhi, like that. 1 minute waiting, if they will give some food they are taking, otherwise going from their house. And this way they are doing Madhupuri, sometimes 3 houses, as required for them, that way they are spending their life, not keeping anything for tomorrow. And they were flogged as required for their Lajjani Varun. Lajjani Varun, correct?
Just to cover their body.
As to cover their body, what kind of flog necessary that they are using. And seeing that for few of the persons, they are imitating to Rup Sanatan. And if you imitate to Rup Sanatan, you not will get Krishna or mercy of Radharani, it is impossible. It wants to take proper service, life under guidance of Lutharaka, come through proper channel. And they are not going there. They are imitating Lutharaka. And that's not going to produce child. Actually, if you go to labor room and show many things, symptoms, then child not will come. Like that, given example given both in the Bhavati Mata. If someone will go in the labor room and show some symptoms, then not will come child. Before that, many things necessary. Preparation. It is that. Uttarasami says, the Adu Shraddha, Tapa Sadhu Shraddha. First, necessary to form faith in Krishna consciousness. Then you will get the association of proper sadhu, not imitation sadhu. Tato bhajanakriya, with the sadhu, they are serving Krishna 24 hours, you will get the inspiration through them, 24 hours you can serve. As they are serving, you cannot do that and not to imitate them. This is a structure of Srimad Bhagavat. What sadhu they are doing, you not imitate that. Sadhu Sangha means under guidance of sadhu, you try to proceed. Yeah? You try to practice your spiritual life. What they are giving instruction, you follow that. That is sadhu-bhakti. And that instruction, if you can follow properly, that will be bhajanakriya. And when your bhajanakriya, when you're practicing life with affection, love and faith strongly will proceed, then your anartha means it will go out. Anartha nivritti. And before anartha nivritti, necessary love for that practicing life. Need affection. Why you will suffer if you have no love, you have no affection? Then why you will suffer for that practicing life? It is suffering life. Practicing life, not easy life. But suffering life, you can take. Tumari lagia kolonker bojha bohite amar su. When anyone will abuse you, you are a Vaishnava. You are very bad. You are doing this, doing that. You not will be influenced by their comment. And why? That is, you have love for that. You have affection for that. And they can say that now. But you must go systematically. Tato Rata Nimitti Sat, Tato Nishtha. And when you do your seva, the chanting the holy name, worshipping, who have got that, serving the sadhus, cleaning the temple, doing parikrama the temple, and like Giriraj parikrama, etc. What is the instruction will come from your guardian, you will try to fulfill with affection, love and faith. Then anartha nivritti, automatically it will come. Then tato nishtha, ruchis tato, absolutely you are not my serious position.
Safe.
Huh?
Up to where? Ruchi.
Ruchi.
You're not in a safe position.
Yeah, can cause possible. There is possibility. When Ruchi come in your heart, there's so much attachment to his love. That is called Ruchi.
Ruchi and Rav, they are same.
Love means attachment with love. Yeah, to that. Then, all the auspicious symptoms, that is, bhav, priti, prem, that will come to you. Rasovajyam, rasapasya, param nishtani vartam. Until Ruchi, test, Ruchi means test. When test comes, say, oh, it is very difficult, and without this I cannot live. That test when will come to him. Jadavadi mama keva, Krishna padar binde, nava nava, rasodhamani uddhatan rantun maasi, Jadavadi mata dhari sannami smarchamane bhavati mukha vidharan, in mundane enjoyment, until that can give some satisfaction to him who is not attached with love and affection, with the Krishna Leela or service to Krishna. And when he will go, what that feelings, inspiration and property, then mundane enjoyment until getting that property, mundane enjoyment can satisfy him something. But when he will get the higher test, all will go from his mind. Yeah, Pandita has some description given in the Shruti Sri Pasastra. Matrivat parodareshu parodrubbeshu rastravat and Atmavat Sarva Bhuteshu Yakushati Shah Pandita. Who is Pandit? Pandit means Vedojjala Bhutti. Panda means Vedojjala Bhutti. Mane exalted intelligence with poetic knowledge. That's called Vedojjala Bhutti. So when it will come properly to you, you must see all the omens like your mother. Matrivat Paradarish, Paradrabhesu Lashkabhat. All the wealth may have in front of you, but it is like stone in front of you. Who can feel it? And Atmavat Sarva Bhuteshu, who will feel like his own self to everybody's Atma, is real Pandit. So when that higher test will come to them, they can feel it. Otherwise not. And before that, if we try to imitate that Rupa Sanatan's activity, Rupa Sanatan's thinking, Rupa Sanatan's clothes and other anything, that will be imitation. They are crying to sit under the tree, and we will imitate that, crying to sit under the tree. People will say, oh, he is very great sadhu. And how much we are conscious, I can feel it. Sometimes also crying coming to me.
But I am very conscious about that. You know, you see my eyes with tears. That is, from young age, we are habituated to hate that soul's life. Then anything sometimes coming, the melted heart. Nisarga, nisarga bichilo sante tada vyasa parepicha. This is the symptom coming home. The nisarga bichilo, whose heart very soft, seeing anything he will cry fast. That may be good or bad, but if she or he will see something pain to others, he will cry. That type of one kind of heart. They are called nisarga pichilo santo. And they are very, very quiet, but cannot tolerate the pain of his own pain or others' pain. This nature also, many. They are not sahaji actually. They are melted heart, very soft melted heart, cold heart. Yes, Guru Maharaj. Forget the nature of Guru Maharaj now. That is, Guru Maharaj was in the own position. He is embracing Bhavananda when come Bhavananda and apologize, we have done much wrong against you, Maharaj. Six Goswami come for this problem. And Guru Maharaj embrace everybody and cry. You are my son. When you are going far from me, how much can I help you? You do not know. And that day, very much cried. You are feeling me, I am your enemy. And now you have got released from that offense. It is not offense for me, but offense for the divine feeling, perfect feeling. That was his expression, but not, he told like that. He embraced everybody and cried. And Nisargopi, that is not Nisargopi Chilasanto, that is through his melted heart. He is feeling, I am the part of this, everything. Our Sampradaya, organized, Saraswati Thakur, it's come from Rupa Goswami, and I am also part of that Sampradaya, and you are also fortunately joining that Sampradaya. Why you are differentiating with me to your Sampradaya? That was pain. And hearing that, Guru Maharaj was not telling to them anything. But when they understand, it is very much offense to Sri Siddharma. They come and apologize. And Guru Maharaj embraced them and cried. His melted heart and feelings for others. But another Babaji, we have seen when he is singing Radha Krishna Lila, crying so much, like that, crying. Something singing and crying. And through his mouth, some pana, pana?
Saliva.
Foam. Come out. And tears coming out.
Foaming at the mouth.
And when he stopped the singing, was everything. But it is not real Krishna Prem. Real Krishna Prem, Mahaprabhu, then Saraswati Thakur criticized, Bhaktivinoda Thakur criticized, the mukhe bala prem, vastu to tadiya hen, shunna granthi anchale bandhan. You are showing in your cloth, there is some gold, but there is nothing you've already given that knot in your cloth. And you see that they're not. And Guru Maharaj has given a very nice example. It's a big, big an institution, a big, big society, big, big man. Externally, they are very big religious man or religious institution. But if you send their auditor will go and will see they are all bankrupt. They have nothing, property, only show bottle, some outside, and big sign. This is example of human. That example of when quoted in front of this example quoted Shikanti Maharaj in front of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, oh, Shikanti Maharaj now Siddheshwar. That time he was the sannyasi, he was Brahmachari, Siddheshwar Brahmachari. And Prabhupada said, oh, Siddheshwar now can give very nice example. And Madhav Maharaj was there. Madhav Maharaj said, this is example of Sridhar Maharaj, not the other example. He is the treasure of the example. Anyhow, that is the main point. Not we try to imitate our Guru Bhargava, not we try to imitate Krishna. And Noitat Samachari Jyapu Manusabhi Janishara. Before becoming Lord Shiva, if you will drink the poison, what will be for you? Death will come to you. You cannot digest that poison. But Lord Shiva, he can digest poison, and he taken that poison, and he become Nilakanta. Ornament. Poison become ornament in his throat. He become an innocent. But before you becoming that position, going that position, not to imitate. And they are imitating. They have got that type of feelings. One Babaji, he stolen some money. I met with that police officer in Madhupur. That police officer very frankly talking with me, "Ji Baba, you have taken Vaishnava Dharma, but I deal with Vaishnava in Navadvip. That time I was SP, and I have seen many money. Bad habit, bad..." This is many things he told. That one man, he stolen some money and kept it, that money in his coat. In no coat, eh? Underwear. Then, police officer come, he inquired, he, that man, his man's name is Devi Chola. And he inquired, "But no hat. I've got dress." But he is a senior police officer watching the person. And I have seen that person had some doubt movement. Then he called that.
Suspicious.
Suspicious movement of sin, and he called that person. And told, "Hey, you stolen that money." And he told, no, it is impossible, oh Govinda, send me, I have not done it. Oh Govinda, showing his devotion to Govinda. Then police officer, experienced officer, he watching that man, and he is thinking money underwear of him. Then he came to policeman, his leg. Spread his leg and take his hand, 2%. And 1%, see, he's coping. I think so, they are not. He discovered what is there. His great Babaji, named very famous. And I said, I have seen also many in our day. I have much in a life experience. They are all imitated. Bhagavan Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur said, not possible to follow Rupa Goswami in this age. And who can follow? He is really very good, no doubt. But we cannot believe we can follow Rupa Goswami. Then, what we are showing externally, that is all limitation. And not to do this, that's what's all there is. Then, if we want to enter the Krishna Lila, pass through Chaitanya Lila, then safety, guard, we will get always. Otherwise, we will fall down in illusion. Everybody will have some experience. If you think about some God, if you think about some young boy, and take name, etc., etc., then your heart also will be melted with that fuel thinking. It is very natural. And today cinema and film, who is seeing the film? I have seen here also some young boys showing their legs, showing their hand, doing this, doing that. And why they have got this inspiration? Must be from television. And in Calcutta, unlimitedly. Here, very few. And they are also very gentle and sober. But in Calcutta, unlimitedly, they are playing a whole day. They are throwing leg up, leg down, and up and down. This way they are inspired, and someone given fussy to other someone. Thank him. Have seen in the, and his sister told Ujjay, hang him, you will see, I shall do this. Tell his sister. This is our environment. That if we will fall into our environment of spiritual life, that will be more bad. Mundane life, it is for the time being, and it we can avoid somewhere. But spiritual life is not for time being. It is one program. And that program will be hampered and polluted. Then everything will be massacred. Then we must be conscious of our spiritual life. And you have seen also in Navadvip, by the order of Guru Maharaj, I engraved there, Ujjala Raghavata Gaurava Bhangi Madhala Harijana Kirtana Bhangi. This shloka, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur composed for Sankirtan. When we are doing Sankirtan, Mahaprabhu Sankirtan, but our target is Raga Marga and Puja of Radha Govinda, but a satisfaction Radha Govinda, who is non-dependent form of Mahaprabhu. But now we are not going that domain of Radha Krishna. We are living in, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with safeguard position and practicing here. But our target, not target, our
goal.
Our life's goal is that we shall serve under guidance of the Dhamma-sarvi, the Radha. This is our target, but we are not forcefully trying to enter into that abode. We are honoring that abode. Your Lord Agavata, we are giving our puja, our offerings, everything there. But systematically, we are proceeding in that abode. This is something inside, you not make minutes coming. Another way also possible to explain this meaning. That this is main explanation in Krishna Lila. There Krishna have done Dasa Lila. The Vasudev, he explained Dasa Lila. But after that, he composed one Srupa. Bikri Nidanjam Vrajavadu Hubhi Nidanja Vishnu Sattarnitu Anusrinyad Adhavar Nayakja Bhaktin Parangu Bhagavatin Pradilat Pakamu Vidrodha Mahasapehino Tachirenati. You can hear this Rasa Lila if your master will feel you are qualified. From your master, qualified master, if you will hear it, you will get super result. After hearing this Rasa Lila, Rasa Lila means lustful play with the gopis of Krishna. Lustful play. What is it?
Amorous.
Play with the gopis of Krishna. But if you will hear from qualified teacher or sadhu, sadhu is teacher, but all sadhu not always teaching. A qualified sadhu, then your lust from your body, your mind, mundane desire, idrogam, what is at present your disease, ashu apohinati, forever it will go out from you and you will be a hero. Outside and inside you will gain some clean knowledge about your spiritual life. That position you will get. But before that, if you want to get it like non-Shiva person, who is not Lord Shiva, like him, you will be destroyed by poison. It will be poison for you if you are not qualified. This is the thing. Yeah.
They were burning the Tulsi that had left her body in the fire sacrifice. And I had mentioned this to Janardha Maharaj about the wood that I had been collecting for 20 years. And Janardha Maharaj said something to me that was inappropriate. Can you elaborate on this so I can understand?
It is inappropriate and not to burn Tulsi Devi, and evidence is that when someone dead, his Tulsi Mala we are taking off from his country, then we are giving to the for burning. It is so long time this ruling. The Tulsi Mala we must take off from his neck. And we will put to Ganges, throw to Ganges. Otherwise, we can be shaman. The Tulsi, anyway, Tulsi not to be part.
So what, in this country, what do we do with our wood Tulsi Devi?
Then you can give samadhi. Or you can keep it in one place. There, put some, the, what is your art. And put there. You have place, very nice place, I have seen. But who have not, I am telling for him, one bucket. And they are putting some earth and can put there to lose some earth. That's also possible, but not to burn anywhere. That is Krishna living with Tulsi body. And it is dead for us, but not dead for Krishna. It is eternal body. Now take a wooden pole in front of us. They tell you Tulsi not to wood like ordinary wood. Yes.
The other thing I wanted to ask you is when a devotee becomes more steadfast, more regulated, more calm because they've been chanting a long time, they also tend to be a little bit more spontaneous in their service as well as regulated. How, as Vaishnavas, do we recognize when someone offers spontaneous service? How do we handle them? Do we say, we have a routine, it is regulated, do we facilitate them? Do you understand what I'm trying to ask?
No, clearly.
The question is like this. If someone is coming to offer some service, to the temple, to another Vaishnava like that,